Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. And this past Monday marked 1 year since the devastating attacks by Hamas on Israel. Now, this past week, a pop-up exhibition at the Weizmann Museum of American Jewish History in Old City tried to keep the memory of the horror of that day alive. KYW's Justin Udo was there when the exhibit opened, and he joins us now. Justin, tell us about it.
Matt, it's called The Moment the Music Stood Still. It's the Nova Music Festival exhibition, and it's really just jaw-dropping all moment of what happened last year when Hamas militants killed 364 people at that Nova Music Festival in Israel.
Kind of take us to the exhibit, kind of paint the picture. What does it show?
The exhibit, it really kind of puts you on ground zero of where things happened, of how things happened at the music festival, because they have tents, they have porta-johns, they have a lot of different things to kind of show how the concert ended up after they came in with guns and mowed these people down. So you're seeing tattered tents, you're seeing bullet ravaged recreations of porta-johns, you're seeing on top of that story. So you're seeing the stories of people whose lives were lost, people who were taken in as hostages. You're just seeing, as we associate a lot of music festivals as being happy-go-lucky, you're seeing just how the nightmare turned out for these people. And it's really, a lot of times I think when we do stories and people hear these stories or see these stories, you see kind of the end, but this kind of takes you to the beginning. It lets you see the life behind each of these festival goers who lost their lives there. So it's really just it's really sobering.
Yeah, to that point, I was going to say, it sounds like it's incredibly powerful.
That it is. It really kind of gives you pause. And as you go through this exhibit where there's music kind of blaring on it too. And there's lights going as well. Like you were at a music festival, there's a bar set up to kind of to show all of these things. So you're thinking of a lot of times a moment that will be one that you want to relive with your friends as one that just was turned to horror. And you're kind of taken right there. And it really is powerful.
Now, at the exhibition, I know Governor Josh Shapiro and Senator Bob Casey were on hand. Were you able to get any reactions from them, or what did they say about what they saw?
Yes, the governor and the senior senator were both there. Governor Shapiro was integral in getting this exhibit here to Philadelphia. He first saw it in L.A. He said it brought him pause, and he wanted to make sure that people here were able to just understand this story, really truly see it.
You walk through the exhibit, and you see the horrors of people who are just clamoring to try and save their lives from these terrorists. I hope people leave here with knowledge and an understanding of what really happened. Because I think that in some segments of our society, we don't have that knowledge.
He talked with the exhibition's owners and was said, can we get this here in Philadelphia? And whenever he toured it here, I guess something that might have been a little different from him when he originally saw it is some of the festival goers who lost their lives, their mother was there. So he toured with her and talked with her about it. So he really seemed like he was touched by this. And Senator Casey is just the same way. But, you know, as I said, when we went there, it was the 1 year anniversary of everything happening. And Senator Casey said, And not only is it a time of remembrance, but it's also kind of a time of rejuvenation to really put his efforts and to put his time and energy behind making sure that these terrorist attacks don't happen on this level again.
We have to confront that evil and defeat it.
And you kind of referenced this talking about the governor. Philadelphia, not the only stop for this exhibit, correct? You said L.A. Where else has it gone?
It's gone to New York. It's gone to Los Angeles. But one thing here in Philadelphia is it's free. So people, they just need to register online and they can come see the exhibition for free. They can come into the museum and see it. And it's really, if they have the time, they can stay there as long as they want, read each of these stories, see these pictures, and walk through that ravished festival ground.
And how long will it be in Philly?
Time is running up. It came last week and it will be here until Sunday. So Sunday's the last day to see it. And people can go online, as I said, and register and go to the museum and look at this piece.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. That's KYW's Justin Udo joining us. And we will have more of the Week in Philly coming up in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.